We're having a discussion here on Daybreak this morning about the impact of the 2015 Canada Winter Games on Prince George, and my guests are Neil Godbout, who's the editor of the Prince George Citizen, Wendy Young, executive director of the Prince George Community Arts Council, Jason Morris is a political science professor at the University of Northern British Columbia, and some of his students will be conducting a survey soon with people in Prince George about the impact of the games. Neil, and I suppose, Wendy, I'll bring you in on this as well. One of the things that's worth mentioning is a lot of upgraded sporting facilities as a result of these games. But there were things, for example, like a performing arts center that people have been calling for, and certainly both mayoral candidates during the election last year, and certainly the one that was elected, have said it's not a priority for them, and at least in a first-term kind of thing. The library entrance. Some money could have been found to improve that library entrance, especially as it was a host facility for the athletes' lounge. But that all seemed to get put on the back burner. Neil, I mean, was there an arm? How much did non-sports facilities benefit from this?
Well, I think non-sports facilities would have benefited enormously, and I think you named the two that should be looked at. The fact that the library served as the top floor of the library served as the athletes' lounge. Andrea Palmer and the folks at the library have been saying for years, and they're right, that a library is more than a library. It's a community center.
Yeah.
And the investment should be made appropriately in that. In terms of a legacy piece, why does it have to be a sports piece? We built up our sporting infrastructure during the games, improvements to Tabor, to Otway, to the outdoor oval. Why can't our legacy be the Performing Arts Center? Why can't Prince George then take the next step? In terms of improving its infrastructure to attract the next thing.
Yeah, Jason, a sporting event, I suppose it's an obvious thing that a sporting facility would benefit from some of this. But at the same time, you know, there is a cultural component, not just of these games, but, I mean, you look at the cultural components of things like the Olympics and so forth. Why do you think things like community spaces, cultural spaces take a back seat?
Isn't it interesting that we have a sporting event and we tag everything else to it and make it much bigger than it is? So that makes it infinitely more complex and also as well political. There's even a sense that people in the community that are advocating for certain things think this is a great opportunity to further press my cause. Now that still means that that can still mean the Performing Arts Center, library improvements, et cetera, are worthy goals. But it makes planning the games, it makes running them, it makes finding out what a legacy should be so much more than just a biathlon or skating around a rink winning medals.
Wendy, how much do you think the cultural aspect of the game strengthens the cultural community and in making its arguments to council and to find that money moving forward to improve those facilities?
I think it's a first step. It's brought awareness to the huge community that we have within arts and culture in the community of Prince George. Not only are we the arts and culture, we live here. So we've got voices, mm-hmm. and we will be bringing them forward for the next steps, for the different components that we need.
Now, of course, these games were meant to have an impact on not just Prince George. There were other aspects of northern BC that were meant to benefit. We saw some of the torch relay go through Fort St. John and Terrace. Certainly tourism kiosks showcasing Quesnel, Tumbler Ridge, Haida Gwaii across the north. And as it turns out, some of the skating had to go to Fort St. John. So certainly there was an ability to share these games with Fort St. John. Neil, what's your sense of how much the rest of northern BC benefited from all of this?
I'll be blunt. I don't think northern BC benefited much at all, other than, as you mentioned, Fort St. John. I think having the torch relay go through was a spirit-building exercise. I think promoting the rest of the region was again, a tourism exercise. But much the same way that Prince George saw rather little benefit from the Olympics, it's often branded as, you know, the regional games, or in the case of the Olympics, Canada's games, BC's games. But, you know, the further you get, the rock gets thrown in the pond and makes a big splash in that water. and then the further you get away from the splash, the less benefit.
Jason, how much ripple effect do you think there will be?
I have to agree with Neil here. Let's be clear, and with apologies to Daybreak North listeners outside of Prince George, where I'm sitting, this was the Canada Winter Games in Prince George, and it wasn't the Northern BC Games. And so to start attributing it to being a larger thing maybe is beyond the scope of the actual event.
Wendy, the downtown of Prince George, there was some big outdoor concerts, and we saw one of the venues rebranded as Caribou House, the local brewing company getting involved with lots of shows. Any sense of what you thought about revitalization of the downtown, or at least reminding people in the city that this place exists, or at least the downtown exists?
Oh, that's you're handing me a grenade.
I'm glad Wendy got that question.
In a room with a closed door. Thank you. The downtown revitalization could have been so much more powerful. We did our component by adding the Artnership program. We also had, I don't know if you were aware, but Group Gallery turned themselves into a coffee house for the full games. Chamber of Commerce had drop-in for anybody that wanted to drop in, visit, warm up if it was too cold. The Group Gallery invited all of the artists to come down and help create the coffee house by customizing chairs. Mm. And they did. They did a fantastic job. And the coffee house was busy for the 2 weeks.
And Jason, you know, UNBC, it's sort of hived off from the rest of the city a little bit. But besides the impact of what the games were happening at UNBC, what did you think happened?
There were certainly some interruptions from the daily progress of a university with the games. But if anyone attended the closing ceremonies yesterday, which UNBC did a fantastic job of hosting, That was tremendous. Hopefully, I see the university building a bigger profile for attracting more students and research dollars and high-profile professors and the like through these games.
Neil, 30 seconds on that, on the downtown revitalization?
I think Prince George dressed itself up quite well, but... And maybe this brings a conversation full circle. Yeah. It's the beginning of a process, and I think Prince George saw that it could dress us up well, and so maybe that should be a permanent thing.
We've got about a minute here, but I just want to get maybe a couple of sentences from each of you in terms of what you think, what you'll take away as a lasting impression from this game. It could have been something that we've talked about already or something that you want to use moving forward. So, Wendy, let me start with you. A lasting impression of the games?
It was an opportunity for us to showcase our arts and culture components, and I believe we did that. And as far as a step towards revitalization for the downtown, we've got a back alley that we want to illuminate and artify. We've got a project that's about to get mounted for our incorporation celebration.
Jason Morris from the University of Northern BC.
It's been fun talking about evaluation here, even though it's early days, and it's hard to do. Nobody likes to talk about whether things went well or not after the fact. So Prince George residents can start asking themselves, should we do something like this again? And if so, can we do it even better? And then what would that be? What would we pitch for? What do we want to see in Prince George to keep this going?
Neil Godbout, editor of the Prince George Citizen. I'll leave the last word to you.
I'll take a more national approach in that just how small our big country is in terms of having athletes born and raised in the Northwest Territories. It was so good to see athletes from Nunavut here who it took literally days to get here, and to see people encourage them.
It was fantastic to see that aspect of things. You felt such a sense of community within the country as well. Neil Godbout, editor of the Prince George Citizen, Wendy Young, executive director of the Prince George Community Arts Council, and Jason Morris, a political science professor with the University of Northern BC. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.